Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all.
Last week in our study of Titus chapter 3, we were learning that no one deserves the kindness and love of God. Let's continue with that thought today.
Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Firmly stand when the earth shall crumble.
I will plant my feet on this firm foundation, for the Bible stands.
You say, Pastor, what are some of the sins that you've committed? They don't involve you. So I'd never tell you, but I can tell you this. I'm a sinner. I'm filthy. I'm rotten. That God saved, that he cleansed and made whole. But yeah. Yeah. I had to have that. He would not have put me into ministry if I did not have the cleansing blood of Jesus Christ in my life. So, do we deserve the kindness of God when we have a bad past? Do we deserve the fact that he sent his only begotten son to die a cruel death on the cross with his blood outpoured and the almighty wrath of God poured out on his human spirit because all my sin was laid on him? Did he deserve that? No. And do I deserve this kindness of God? No. A thousand times no. A thousand times no. We are blessed. But it wasn't until we were saved, having a salvation, that we did not deserve. We did not deserve it. As I said, none of us deserved it. But if you don't see God's love in that, you are spiritually cold or blind. If that doesn't move your heart when you hear of the cross and what he did for us, that doesn't stir you at all, then you're cold. You're just plain cold if you're saved at all. And so, the salvation that we did not deserve, that past, whatever it is, you and I are cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. It didn't happen until the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared. That is, until we heard the saving gospel of Jesus Christ. Some people think they can earn salvation. A work salvation makes the cross and Jesus dying on a cross and suffering on a cross, that makes it a foolish thing. If I can work to earn my salvation, then the blood of Jesus is not needed. Now, wake up. You're saved by the grace of God, not by your good work. Sometimes people say, I've not done anything bad. I've not killed anybody. I'm not this, I'm not done, I'm a good father, I pay my taxes. Look, all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. That's Romans 3:23, and that's still true today. All have sinned and come short of the glory of God. You know that's in a plural, in its Greek form, with the idea of it happens again and again. We all sin and come short. It's present tense, in other words, it keeps happening. We come short of the glory of God in our strength, in our good work. That's what always happens. Being saved, you might have got saved from a witness, somebody witnessing to you. Maybe it's a Christian. Maybe through radio. Maybe through a gospel tract that was given to you. A preacher in church completely covered the way, and you seen you needed a Savior. You needed cleansed. And you saw that God would do that for you. Well, hallelujah. Great. Again, think of him on the cross and sin that he never committed. Not one sin in his whole time. He was a sinless Son of God. And all my sin, all your sin, your worst sin, all of it was placed upon him. Oh, yes. We do not earn salvation. And we don't really deserve it. But in the love of God, he gives it through repentance and faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. Verses 1 through 3 gives commandments, which in Greek are what they call present infinitive, meaning they keep on in this life. That's again here in Titus chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. They continue in this life. Obey these commandments. Throughout your earthly sojourn, obey these commandments. Verse 3 reminded how we were not, go back to that lifestyle, really, he's telling us such were some of you, just like we said in 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 9 through 11 said. It's not to always make us feel guilty about our past, but it's to keep us mindful that we were saved from all of those things. You know, some people, as I said, think they weren't saved. Now the Bible says, he that looketh upon a woman to lust after her hath committed adultery already. Now, you say, I don't consider that. Well, God does. Those words came out of the mouth of Jesus Christ himself. And since he judges the thoughts, remember the flood. Remember the flood in Noah's day, Genesis chapter 6? God saw that the thoughts of men's hearts were only evil continually. What happened? Flood of waters destroyed the world and everybody in it except Noah and his family. Now, we've been saved from those things, and others can be saved as well. It's not because we deserve it and they didn't. Oh, they need to be saved because God loves them, and he wants to use you that he has cleansed to help lead them to him, to turn them to him, to hear the gospel. Think of this. Paul was a murderer. He drug men and women off to jail. And I mean, the idea when telling them, when it says there in the Acts, meant they just dragged them through the ground to take them off. I mean, they were rough on them. They sent soldiers and others to grab them and take them in. Well, he was a murderer. The type of people we saw in 1 Corinthians chapter 6. And Paul not only was saved, but he was used mightily of God. Many of our New Testament scriptures, epistles, are through the pen of Paul, who wrote down every word the Holy Ghost gave him to write down. That's why it's God-breathed book. He was used greatly of God. So, we do not need to hold these people to get saved suspect concerning their past. Rather, to rejoice they got saved, but we're also, Jesus gave us a commandment, remember, the Great Commission, get them saved, but it didn't stop there. Get them baptized. A lot of people rejoice, I got saved, they got baptized, is that great? But there's another part, teaching them to observe all that he commanded us. In other words, you teach them doctrine, you disciple them. I think that's where we've failed in our churches. In our churches, we've failed to preach sound Bible doctrine, instead looking for ways that appeals to the flesh of the world, and yet keeping Jesus' name in it. My friend, that can bring you down. I can remember years ago, and I'm talking about the 50s and 60s, they would have a Southern gospel music in a church, And those things would go on for a couple of hours. Now, the preacher went more than 30 minutes, they'd get upset, but those things went on for a couple of hours. And after church, you could see where there were cigarette butts on the floor where people would smoke. You could see people just wanting that music, kind of up and down, jiggling around that music, but no salvation. People are getting saved listening to that music. Now, don't call me up and say, I got saved listening to it. Now, I'm just talking about back then they had the Southern Gospel that was like a lot of the modern country music. Now, yes, compared to contemporary music, it's very tame. But people listened to it because how it made their flesh feel. And hymns, they wouldn't have sat that long through singing of hymns by the same singers, singing hymns in the way that they were written to be sung. They wouldn't sit through that. So that tells me it was the flesh. So my friend, we're set free from those things. So let's walk in the power of the Holy Spirit who was given us because we've been set free. And let's be that witness. Rejoice when people like that, that are in all those things that we saw in 1 Corinthians 6, rejoice when they get saved, but help them to grow in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And that takes through edifying through the Word of God. Now listen, as I read verse 4 of our text here in Titus chapter 3, and then I'll go to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. Now, verse 4 of our text says this, but after that the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared. Wow. That's what changed things. This is the big difference. Now, with that in mind, what we read in verse 3 and now in verse 4, listen to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 8. For this is the will of God. Now, you want to know what the will of God? Okay. If he's telling you this is the will of God, then that's the will of God. Okay. For, well, let me just give you one example from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 before I go on with this. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Some things you don't want to give thanks for. You don't want to thank the Lord that something that was an accident, maybe an automobile accident or a sickness or something of that nature. You're not thankful for the fact that, oh boy, we got banged up. Yeah, man, I was sick and got $100,000 hospital bill. No, that's not what I'm talking about.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands. I will plant my feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible stands.